The Gemara continues, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara is attempting to find what's the Makar of Rabbi Yehuda that holds Ein Breira. Because the reason why we're saying Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira is because Rabbi Yehuda holds there were no shofers of Kinei Choyva. Now, Kinei Choyva includes Oilus and Chatos. Mashen and Kinei Nadov is only Oilus. So we don't want it to get mixed up. Now, the reason why we don't want it to get mixed up is because obviously, because if it's mixed up, you have a problem. But the problem is, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda holds of Ksiva, so there's no problem of getting mixed up. Just write clearly, Oil and Nadova, and Choyva and Nadova. So the Tarot says, you're right, he holds of Ksiva. Shlosh say, Shofers, Hoiva, Mikdosh, Ksuvan, Alei, and Takan Charet, and he holds of Ksiva. But there's a Pshash, not just a Pshash, the Gemara says, but we're concerned that if one of the Bailim died, so the money of Chatash Mesa Baleo is inside. And if it's Chatash Mesa Baleo inside, you're stuck with the money that's mixed up with others. Elamai, you're going to tell me, take out 4 zuzim, which is the value of a chatz oif, and throw it in Yam HaMelech? That's only if you hold Breira. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira, so Mela, there's no kinei choivis. Now, we attempted to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, in the beginning, when we said that he doesn't hold of ksiva, because Rabbi Yehuda holds is only one cane, one sill where you place the dam of the par. And there aren't two. Lagmar says, let there be two, and just write clearly, par soyer. Vaisoy does hold of ksiva. But we see he does hold of ksiva because it says shloish shofers. So we're going to get back to that. Why the taka by us, there's only one kain according to him. But on Kaponim, we're still looking, Rabbi Yehuda holds of Ein Breira. Where does he hold of Ein Breira? So we wanted to bring a whole raya from the sugya of Halakech Yayim Ben Akutim, that Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't be ma'aser and be mafresh and then afterwards drink, and retroactive is mavur, what you drank was the chulin and what you left over is the truma. Because he holds Ein Breira. But Gemara says, maybe that's not the reason. The reason is because of Shem Yeboka Hanoid. The oil of my old Yesh Breira, but it's never going to come out to be that you'll be mafish that which you left over because it was boka. So then Eichel Tolem Afrayan, the Stadbaz Ol Shtikli explains why it's called Tevel. The Maisi were mafish. Why is it Tevel? Because of Yesh Breira, and it was never Oiskafir Daf Rasha that you give. So then it's considered that still Tevel. But the point is, we don't have Reb Yehuda that holds Ein Breira because oil of it's only because Shemi boka noid. Zok the Gemara Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 lines from the top. 5 lines from the top. Elo Zakti Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda that holds Ein Breira, is Meditoni Ayoy. The Toni Ayoy, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Oda Masnal Shei Dvorim Ke'echot. We notice something called Eruve Trumin. You have Alpayim Amo from wherever your abode is at the onset of Shabbos. So if you're in the center, you have 2,000 to the right, 2,000 to the left. If let's say you place bread right before Ben Hash Moshes, to the right of you, so you have 2,000 Amos from that direction, going more to the other direction. But you lose the 2,000 Amos from where you were originally. Again, if I'm in the center right over here, I place before Shabbos starts bread over here, so now I have 2,000 this direction to the right and 2,000 to the left. But I lose the original 2,000 that I had to the other direction because I'm can't be in two places at the same time.
4,000, by the way.
You have 2,000 right, 2,000 to the left, 2,000 front, 2,000 back. You have 2,000 like a circle all around. But if you were, let's say, smack in the center originally, and now you decide to go over here, you put your bread over here, so you have 2,000 here, 2,000 here. Oh. But the center, you don't have that, you're not there anymore. So, let's say a person is mesupik, where he wants to go to. I'm right now in the center. Do I want to go to the right? Because the chacham is going to come to the right, give a shir kloli. Do I want to go to the left? Because the chacham is coming to the left.
So you have two breads.
You can't be in two places at the same time. Right. The Gemara says you can't do that. It's a tzad that you want to put, let me place my abode over here, and tomorrow, wherever the chacham is going to come, that's where I'll be. But you can't. That's only if you hold Yesh Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira to tomorrow when the chacham comes to the right, and when this bar my abode was over there. But if you hold Ein Breira, then you can't say, who right that this is my abode. That's me the sugya. Zog the Gemara.
Isn't that a real old-fashioned tonight?
Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara's going to say that. Zog the Gemara. Elam the Toni Ayoy, the Toni Ayoy, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Oda Masnal Shei Dvorim Ke'echot, Elam Bo Chochem LeMizrach, Eruv LeMizrach. You make a regular Tanai, that you could do. If the Ein Chochem comes to the right, then my abode is on the right. LeMayrav, Eruv LeMayrav. Ava LeKan LeKan Loi, but you cannot place two breads, and then if he ends up coming there, that's my abode. And if he comes to the left, that's it. And the Gemara asked over there in Erevin, what's the reason that you can't place it to the right and to the left? And then retro, wherever he ends up being retroactive in his bar, that's my abode, that's my kinyan shvitza. If when you time you place it, the chacham is not here yet, then there's no breira either. You can make a Tanai and say, if he comes over here, you have to have a Shvisa before Shabbos starts. Your Kinyan Shvisa has to be before, but during Ben HaShemoshes, before Shabbos. So it's only going to be Al Yedei Breira, even if you're going to make a Tanai. If he comes to the right, I'll be to the right. If he comes to the left, I'll be to the left. Because the Mice, you have to have a Kinyan Shvisa today. It's only Al Yedei Breira. So Maishno, and at that, the Gemara says, you're right. A regular Tanai won't work. It's only Keshekvar Bo Chochem. That means the Chochem is in town. I just don't know. It's Chesor and Yediyah. So then you can say, if he came to the right, then my Kinnish Shvisa to the right. If he came to the left, the Kinnish Shvisa to the left. Because he's already here. So it's not a Brei Redikadin. It's Chesor and Yediyah. Then it was Taka Koina. But if you Taka, he wasn't here yet, then it's only Haide Brei and there's Taka no difference. If you place to the right or the left, or if you make it tonight, if he wasn't here yet. Because Taki holds Ein Brei. Zog Rashi. It has to take place before the onset of Shabbos. Tomorrow he chooses where to go to. That's the only hold Yesh Breira that it works. It's retroactive in his bar. She'egav letzat chochem zeh kona shvitsa emesh. Elo, al chochem echod. The eni yadeh le'ezer ruach yovoy. Hu masna. Mashen can even make tonight only on one. And you make a tonight and you don't know where he's going to come to. In bole mizrach, then eruv v'shal mizrach yikne. V'in bole ma'arav, eruv v'shal ma'arav yikne. V'il lekan lekan. But to put in both places, al shnei chochem lemokam she'elzeh elech, loy de'en breira. So right now the Gemara is differentiating. To place in two places, on two chachomim, ein breira. But to place in two places, and I don't know where the chachom is coming to, that would work. V'havino ben, we ask on that. The kasal gadaitoch, ben ha-shmosh sadayim chachom leibo. The chachom didn't arrive yet, ben ha-shmoshes. V'hu ba'alach zoin. V'yochal lovei mishetek shach le-mizrach u-le-mairov. U-bola le-echom, and he comes to one of them. So mizrach ha-mairov nami, k'shetolo zeigu v'bidas chachom. If he's dependent on someone else, loimar. Yikne eirav leguach shach chachom bo'lo. The Chochom, at the time of Ben HaShemosh, when he king Shvisa, he might have had in mind to go somewhere else. So it's only Haidei Breira, even if you make it tonight. And to the command that, he was here already, Ben HaShemosh. The Kone Egom Loisa Ruach, Shekat, his name by Yom. Ataka made it tonight, and then Taka, it works. But we see clearly, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. And likewise, you can't make stamma tonight if the chacham wasn't here yet. Only in bal chacham. So we see he holds ein breira. Zokti gemara. Now back to our sugya. Legabi, why does the Yehuda indeed need two kinim? Why does he need two sills? V'hashidam gino le Yehuda ein breira le'olam. He holds ein breira, and that's why, if let's say the chata shemesa baleo, you can't just take out four coins and throw in Yam HaMelech. So that's why there's only shofars of nedova, not of choiva, because they can't. If it's mace, then it's ein breira. You can't take out the coins. But lemaisik sivi he holds up because we said shloish es shofars over mikdash because takin chadatin. So why do you have two canes, one for the sil for the pyre, one for the sor? But when he goes lefnayv lefinam yom kippurim, and there won't be any mix up because he holds up ksiva. I'm going to be the ein breira hoksiva isle. But loyelam he holds up ksiva. So yom kippurim nami navi trei. You should have two canes. Two canes for the pyre and for the sor, v'nichtav alayu, and write clearly pyre and sor. So why does the Buddha say only cane echad hoyo? Enter the Gemara, mishum chul shede koyin godlu. A new reason. Lava daite. The koyin godlu is fasting. He's a mob doing da voida. Him to be ma'ayin, any additional work on him is extra tircha. To be ma'ayin and to start looking, where does it say pei resh, where does it say soyer, is extra tircha. So we don't want that. We don't want any extra work for him to be, because in his shvach state that he's in, so mainly we don't have two canes with writings, we only have one cane, keep it in your hand, and then make the switch. Like this, there won't be any mix-ups. Zog di gemoga, di iloi te mahochi, if you're not going to say so, so then why have to come out to ksiva? Beloi ksiva nami. You can always differentiate between the dama pa and dama soyer. Hi, no fish, vai zuter. The pyre is much larger than a little sawyer. So the dam of the pyre is much more versus the dam of the sawyer. So that's how you know to the friendship between them. V'chite meloi mekabel kule. Maybe he wasn't mekabel all the dam, so there's no right that one is more and one is less. Zog di gemoga v'omer Rabbi Yehuda, ha-shoychet zog she-kabel is called domesh ha-par. Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds, you have to mekabel all the dam of the pyre. She-ne-emar, v'es kol dam ha-par yishpoich l'yisoyim izbeach. All the dam has to be poured into the Yisrael Mizbeach. So all has to be in this Kabbal. So the pie is much larger. And this is the reason, Taka, why we said before that the Kohen Gadol starts the Shechita, does Roiv Simonim, and then Kartzei, someone else takes over. Why? So like this, he can mekabel all the dam of the par. Otherwise, it's very hard to mekabel all the dam of the par if you do the Shechita till the end, because it starts squirting out already. So that's why Taka Kartzei, he takes over. And Reb Leib has a Chakira, in Chedusha Bayi Leib, in Simen Beis, in Chelik Beis, Simen Yutches, what's the Yisoid in this din of, it's Gemara and Zvachim, Chofei, they have to mekabel all the dam of the par. Is it a din mitzad the dam, meaning that the dam has to be in his kabbal, or it's a din mitzad the avodas kabbalah, that the kabbalah, what's called avodas kabbalah, that you have to mekabel all the dam, meaning what's the word in mekabel the ganze dam from the par? Is it mitzad the hilchus dam? Dam has to be in his kabbal, or mitzad the avodas kabbalah? Yeah, the klishoris that mekabel all the dam. He brings an afkamin if you use two klishoris and you start the kabbalah in one and you continue in the other. He makes it a cheshbon to be the chalak between the two tzedakim. Al kaponim, you have to mekabel all the dam, so pyre is much more. Maybe it got spilled out. After you mekabel, you're good to go. And now it got spilled out, so la'olam, you don't end up being that pyre is much more. So there's still other differences between them to differentiate clearly. Hai chivim v'hai sumuk. One of them is, does chivim means white, but it doesn't mean white. It means it's not as dark red. And one of them is less dark red. So you can differentiate between two dams. But again, this takes iyun. And iyun is chul shede koyen godl. Elo mishum chul shede koyen godl avadate. Just like we don't want him to mucha to look at which cane says par and which one says sar because he's fasting. Likewise, to look which one is dark red, which one is not as dark, is all chul shede koyen godl. Hochanami mishum chul shede koyen godl avadate. We only have one cane. We don't have two canes with pyre and sawyer, two little sills, but rather you only have one, and you make the switch, you hold it in your hand, and you put down one, and you take the other.
One gold, one silver.
That's all adaite. Anything that needs iun, if you're colorblind, you won't see gold, silver. Anything that needs iun is extra iun on the chul shel kohen gadol. Zog di gemara, ahu de noches kamei de rova. Now, he came in front of rova. We had a gemara earlier that was noches kamei de rabbe, and he davened, and he said, Chotonu, Avisi, Pashati, but here it's Kamei de Rova. How do you Kamei de Rova? Omar, now in the Piyut, this year when we say the Piyutim, we'll understand everything much better because this is Mamash, the Sugis we're learning. So in the Piyut it says, Yotzo, V'nichri al ken sheini shebeheicho. The Kohen Gadol goes out after Lefnai V'Lefnim with the Dama Par, and he placed it, the Chazan, the Baal Tefila said, on the ken sheini shebeheicho. Well, that's only according to Chachomim. That you have two canes. But according to Rabbi Yudi, you only have one. And then he continued in the piyut, not al damapar. He took the damapar, v'iniach damasoy, and he put down the damasoy. Again, there's two applications, four applications, but two different things. First, the damapar, lefnayv lefnim, then the damasoy, lefnayv lefnim, achas amala shiva lamato. Then the damapar from the outside towards, from the hechel towards the parochas, and then the damasoy from the outside towards the parochas from the hechel. So it says in the piyut, he said, "V'niach kana sheini shebeichel, not al damapar v'niach damasoyer." Omalei, this seems contradictory. Chade kirabonon. On the one hand, the piyut you're saying like rabonon because there's two canes. V'chade kirab Yehuda, and likewise, it implies over here like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because it says notal first and then hiniach, meaning notal and then hiniach means that you only have one cane. Zok Rashi, v'chadik Rabbi Yehuda, the bottom Rashi, the amrit not al tchila, v'akach iniach. Alma lohoyo kein sheni, lahanichoi. You did not have another sill to place it on. L'kach u'tzach li tol tchila. So that's why you have to take it first. You didn't have another cane to place it on. And l'kach u'tzach, you have to first, that's why you have to, l'kach u'tzach li tol tchila. It says not al v'niach. If you have another cane, you can be miniach and then notal. So it seems like Rabbi Yehuda. So he's a kan sheni like Rabbi Onan is like Rabbi Yehuda. Zok di Gemara, emo, you have to amend it. Heniach damasoy le'olam. It's heniach damasoy that you first placed it down, v'notal damapar, and then you took the damapar. So if you're going le'olam like, what's it called? If you're going like Rabbon and Alek Rabbi or Kan Sheni, so then it's like a Heniach, you can place down the Damasoyer and then take the Damapar when you go to the Avodah of the Eichel, mi bachutz to throw to be Zoyer connected to the Paroiches. And the Kiveg is Mitzayin over here, I Morgan Avram, Kuf Mem Zayin, over there the Morgan Avram says, when you have two Sefer Torah that were taken out and you want to open the second Sefer Torah to start the Kriya of the Maftir, you cannot take off the mantle until you do the Gansig Lila on the first. Because we see over here that that's Taka Heniach V'Notal. First you have to finish the Heniach and then Notal. So that, who then over here? By Sefer Torah. You first have to be Heniach the Sefer Rishon and do the Glila and then only the Notal part of uncovering the second. And that's the Taka what we do. We feel like that. But upon him, we Taka amend this. It's Heniach V'Achar Notal. It's taka two canes according to Rabbanon, so you can place it and then take it. Zog di Gemara. V'hizim imen ala peroiches connected on bachutz. So the second set of hazois is on the peroiches connected on bachutz. You stand in the hechel and your zorik hazois connected the peroiches. Tone Rabbanon. It says in the pasuk as follows: V'chein yase lo'oil moyed. The pasuk says. So to you do when you stand in the Hechel and you mazik connect the Parochas. The pasuk before this is the parash of Hazois that we had. It says, you take the dam apar, that's from the inside. And then it says, you take the sawyer, you shecht it, and then you do to the sawyer like you did to the par. That's again the achas lemal and shiva lemato. The posik after that is this posik. Vayikra tezayin tezayin. The one before that was tezvov. The gabi de shoch tezasor. Now we say you do the second set of azoys from the outside. V'chipa lakodesh b'tumas b'nei Yisrael u'mipishem chokatoysom. V'chein that you just did tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. V'chein yasel oil moyed, and likewise you do a hazor from the oil moyed, meaning from the hekel towards the peroiches. Hashoich and itam b'teich tumoysom. Zok the Gemara, ton rabbonim v'chein yasel oil moyed matam loymar. What is v'chein yasel telling me? So come to tell me k'shem shemazel lefnai v'lefnim, the exact same way you were mazel lefnai v'lefnim, which was achas lemalo v'shiva lemato. Kach maze behechel. So to the hazois from the hechel to its peruches is exact same fashion. Malif nayv lefnim achsa malav b'shiva lamato midam apar. Kach maze behechel. Ukshem shalif nayv lefnim achsa malav b'shiva lamato midam asoyer. Kach maze behechel. Hashoichen itam b'toich tu moysom. And the pasuk finishes off that you do this by oyel moyit. V'chein yasel oyel moyit. Hashoichen itam b'toich tu moysom. Afilu b'shash shein tmeim shchini imoyim. That even b'shash de tomei the shchini is with them. And then the Tzivim Roim Yisod says that Kedushas Hechel is Kedushas Torah Shabal Peh. Because you have over there the Menorah, you have the Ketoris. And the Ketorah are not Mekabal Tumah. So Memela, the Hashoichen, Itom, Betumoysom, is Merumas and Torah Shabal Peh, that Torah is not Mekabal Tumah. That's what the Tziv says. So upon him, that is the Pshat in the end of the Pasuk, Hashoichen, Itom, Betoich, Tumoysom. Zog the Gemara, Omalaya, Utztuki, Leb Chanina, Eitztuki, told Leb Chanina, as follows. Hashto, daf nun zayin omer alef, hashto borit meim, atun, dichsiv, tumosa bishuleo, meaning, zogt Rashi, vada tmein atun, v'ein shchina b'neichem shore b'tumo, what is the shchina doing amongst you? You're vada tmeim, tumosa bishuleo, it's a posik in eicho. Tumosa bishuleo, lo izoch achiso v'teret gloyim ein menachem lo.
After the
Chum, during the Chum,
during
Beit HaMikdash.
Is the second
Beit HaMikdash?
That's after the first
bias, but by the second bias, we're still Tomei. So how by the second bias, do you take have this, Hashoich Nitim B'Tumosom, Dichsiv Tumosom B'Shuleo? So Itaka told him, that's Taka the pasuk that he brought to show that even after the Churim Bais Rishon, the Eibush is still amongst us. Omalei tochozim aksibu, hashoichin itam betoich tumosom, afilu bezman shein tmein, shchina shchuyah beinehen. We'll stop over here, and the Gemara is going to continue, that dova alon behekesh, choizrum alam behekesh, because you're going to use again the par and the sawyer to be makish again. We'll stop over here, we'll continue tomorrow.